With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show, a podcast dedicated to the EvoStick Northern Premier League Division 1 North and Division 1 South. Coming up in this month's show, we'll be speaking to our regular correspondents Robin Gray and Andrew Simpson for an update on everything that's been going on in Division 1 North and Division 1 South. And we'll also be hearing from Lincoln United and Farsley Celtic on this month's show. All of that and a little bit more on this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. So welcome everybody to January's Division 1 show. Coming up very shortly, we've got interviews with Lincoln United and Farsley Celtic and of course Andrew Simpson for a look on Division 1 North. But it's now time to begin with Division 1 South. Yay! And joining me now to discuss Division 1 South, well, it's an old friend from Not FM, from the Staffordshire Football Show. It's Robin Gray. Hello Robin, how are you?
Hi Ben, yeah, very well, thank you.
So, my first question, it's done, isn't it? Stafford Rangers, nailed on. I mean, it's 14 points now.
Yeah, they've done very well. They did have a slight little dip with a 3-0 defeat at home to Kidsgrove, which did shock a lot of people. But even then, they beat Romulus away from home, which is not easy by any stretch of the imagination. They beat Lincoln away from home. They scored in the 95th minute or whatever it was against Leek to get a quite wonderful result in the end. And so when you're in that sort of form where, yeah, you're not playing that well, maybe at times, yet you're not perhaps doing the same things as you were early in the season, and you do maybe slip as well and have a bad defeat like they did at home, the 3-0 defeat to Kidsgrove, at the same time, they've won 4 out of 5 still. They went out of the cup to Hensford, and they're nice and ahead now. They've played a lot of games. They've lost 3 games all season. Maybe Colville thought that there might have been a wobble in a couple of their performances and thought they could have caught them up. I still think it's all over. Although I did have my suspicions after that defeat a couple of weeks ago, it is all over, I think, in my opinion.
Well, Colville Town are currently in second spot, and their form, it's good, but it's about even with Stafford Rangers at the moment, and it has to be better than Stafford Rangers, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's going to have to be better. I mean, I think they drew in Market Drayton, didn't they? And I think they lost at home to Lincoln. So they've obviously got to try and win those home games as well, because if you look at the 4 points they would have got from that, I know it's silly, maybe silly to say, but of course 58 points and 3 games behind, so it does put pressure on them, Stafford ahead of them a little bit. But at the same time, Colville might be realistic about this and might say, well, yeah, we'll keep going until the end of the season. But maybe the main thing for them is just making sure, which looks secure, getting that playoff spot and then saying to themselves, OK, we'll get to the end of the season. This time we want to go up out of this division, because I know they've come close in different years in the playoffs, haven't quite made it. And this year they'll be certainly looking to go one step further with promotion.
And actually, it might be beneficial for Colville Town. Check this out, Colville Town fans, by the way, for optimism. If you finish second normally in the playoffs, you tend to go into the playoffs a bit deflated because you've just missed out on the title. If it's not a close title race, then all eyes will be on those playoffs.
Yeah, you think so, wouldn't you? And I'm sure the next thing we'll come on to again is the other teams in the playoffs. I mean, Shore Lane have caught up on some of their games now. And yeah, they obviously had a couple of defeats here and there, but they're still in a very good position. And they haven't dropped at all, despite the postponements and lack of games. So they're again another team that you'd maybe expect to climb higher. And maybe Colville, I think it's a bit of a myth about, oh, we want second and we don't want third to play fourth. You know, I know obviously second play fifth and third play fourth in the playoffs. But the actual fact that we're talking about those teams and the playoffs, which aren't even until April or May, just shows where we're at really at this division now. It's done in terms of Stafford, and I think perhaps Shore Lane and Colville and Basford have put in a good run together. But I think Colville and Shore Lane will be looking again at that playoff and saying, right, we need to try and nail down our places here. And I'm sure that they've got a good chance of doing that.
So the gap from Colville to Stafford Rangers is 14 points. Colville do have 3 games in hand, though. Mm. But the remarkable thing, as you've alluded to there, Robin, is Shawlane Aquaforce. Now, Shawlane Aquaforce, the gap to the top is currently 23 points, and Shawlane Aquaforce have 7 games in hand. Mm. They're very much the Blythe Spartans from last season who had loads of games in hand, or Darlington this season. It's an old discussion that journalists have. Is it better to have points on the board, or is it better to have the games in hand? Mm. We'll wait and see. But they do need to get these matches on now, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is it. I mean, you know, they're all are always difficult pitches in this division. We've seen that over the festive period. We'll see that until, you know, goodness knows when, with it was snowing down where we live today. So, you know, you don't know. I mean, that, to be honest, there have been some, I've seen on Twitter the club saying there have been some strange postponements this year as well. Maybe some that could have gone on, some couldn't. So it's just incredibly strange from that point of view. But no, listen, Shawlane have won 9 games away from home. Mm-hmm. So they've got a lot of home games to play. So they won't be phased by that, but you know, can you look at it and say they've got 7 games in hand from Stafford, and if they win all them, they'll be 2 points off? You can, but let's face it, fixture congestion. These players are only part timers; they're not going to win those 7.
And it could get to the stage where it's 3 games a week where you're playing Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Well, this is it, and they bring them in on Thursday, some Monday. You know, it could be Wednesday. You know, they're all very strange fixtures, and yeah. You never know. I might be wrong. They might go and win the 7 and really, really, you know, get up the back of Stafford, really. But no, I don't think that'll happen. I think Shawlane will be happy with a playoff spot, but I do think they'll be looking for promotion, like we say, with the you know, the budget that they've had and the how they've taken it to the division. Yeah, they're scoring goals. I mean, the win at Romulus 5-1's really superb, and they'll be looking to continue that.
Now, we mentioned Basford United, Shawlane and Colville, all at the moment comfortable in the playoffs. There's still a long way to go, obviously, but at the moment, it's looking like those 3 are nailed on at the moment for the playoffs, at least. Now, below that, though, that's where it becomes really, really interesting. Chasetown, yeah, at time of recording, they've currently got that 5th place, that last remaining playoff spot. They're on 40 points, but so are Lincoln United, who we'll be speaking to in a second. Spalding United also on 40. Leek Town also on 40. Romulus are only 2 points back. Market Drayton Town and Rugby Town are only 3 points back. Then there's Belper, Kids Grove, Stocksbridge Park, Steels. They're only within 5 points of the playoffs, going all the way down to 14th. This is really intense stuff.
Yeah, it's good. I think the league will take shape maybe about March time, but I don't think it. I think it will still stay like this for a while, because it's funny you mentioned Basford at the start there, Ben. And when you actually look at the teams, the graph I've got in front of me now,
yes,
the ones that make the run we've been talking about, we put a run together, have been saying, and our manager at Kids Grove, Pete Ward, has been saying to me, well, we want to put a run together. And they got, you know, 10 points from 12 away from home. Well, Basford, again, have now got 13 points from 15. It might actually be more than that. A narrow 1-0 win against Kids Grove last night. Good win. A point away at Stocksbridge. Yeah, maybe they wanted to win that, but it's still a good point. You know, they've beaten Chasetown at home. And they've played, obviously, Loughborough and Gresley, who are the other end of the league, who they'd expected to win. You know, and now they're thirds. Now, yeah, they've played 28 games, but they're in a good position. There's nothing wrong with where they are. That, you know, they've done what they can. And I think that anybody from, you know, Stocksbridge have got some games in hand. I think Newcastle Town have come good. They've won their last 2 games against Gaul and Daventry, respectively. And I don't quite see Gresley being able to do, but I do think that it'll be something that anyone from Newcastle Town up to, obviously, well, whoever's in the playoffs will look at wanting to do, because I think that there's enough in those teams to do it. I do think there are a few who are maybe in false positions building up to the playoffs due to, you know, form rather than maybe the quality in their squads. But time will tell, you know. It's not the Premier League, as we're seeing the heroics of sort of Leicester City and teams like that. But you never know. You know, it is all about a run. Basford have done that. If they continue that, they'll get in the playoffs. And somebody needs to look at Basford and say, right, let's get some consistency into what we're doing, And, you know, it'd be interesting to see whether Basford can continue that as well going forward. That's certainly what teams in the... Because if you look, I think there's... I'm struggling to actually see... I mean, apart from rugby, like you say, been in good form. Apart from that, there's no team that hasn't lost two in the last five. And that, in terms of the who are going for the playoffs, and that kind of says it all, I think.
Now, we mentioned winning there. There's some teams who can't really buy a win at the moment. The down the bottom end of the table at the moment, obviously, there's Tividale, and they got a good draw against Rugby quite recently, a good 1-1 draw. And then there's Loughborough Dynamo, who are currently 11 points ahead of Tividale. I think we mentioned it last month. Is that it for Tividale? Is it looking any better?
Yeah, I think I've seen on their Twitter account they're trying to be quite positive about the situation and still see light. I mean, looking at it, the only good news for them is that although Carlton have won a couple, Gould and Loughborough haven't done enough to get themselves out of sight of Tividale yet. They are way ahead, but it's not. It's still sort of, there's still a long way to go in terms of games to be played. So if Tividale can put some results together, then you just don't know where it could take them. I mean, you know, they obviously, it wasn't a bad point that they got away from home at Rugby Town. But obviously, then a game away at Gresley where you think, okay, you've got a point at Rugby, who are in good form. Now you've got Gresley, who are mixed, really. They obviously got some good wins recently, but they haven't had a great season. So then you think to yourself, okay, that's a game that they maybe need to go to now and see what they can do there. And then they lose that one. So it's almost like, you know, a small step forward and then two steps back for them. It'll be, I think, Carlton. I did tip Carlton to go down. I will be honest with you. I don't know enough about what they've done in terms of their wins to get them, whether they will go on and do better in terms of getting away from. But I do think that it's certainly Sheffield will be okay, although they've been in a bad run of form recently. And so have Daventry, by the way. But I think it'll be between Carlton, Gould and Loughborough for the second place. Yeah, it would be lovely if Tividale put a run together and see they got out of it. And of course, the other factor which we don't always consider, which of course has helped Kidsgrove last season, is that teams might be resigned from the league.
Yeah, we don't AGM know about Cup.
Yeah, things like that. So it's all up for grabs.
And we should say the points tally at the moment in the Division 1 South is quite high at the moment. So you never know. You never know. But good luck to everyone involved in the title race, in the playoff picture, and in the survival hunt as well. Good luck to all the teams. We'll be covering that off with an update on next month's Division 1 show. But just before you go, Robin, just a quick mention for the Dudeson and the three clubs from Division 1 South flying the flag in the third round of the Dudeson. Carlton Town have had a phenomenal run in the Dudeson. They're travelling to Stamford. They're playing that on Tuesday night. Just to let you know, Robin, just in case you don't follow the Premier Division, that's quite winnable. Because Stamford don't really do well at home. And the big match in the round on Tuesday night is Sutton Coldfield Town against Kidsgrove Athletic.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple there. Originally, our manager said on the interview, you know, it was a good win, but obviously the league's the priority. And as it goes on and you win another game, then maybe you take it a little bit more seriously. It's a competition that obviously the league... you know, people kind of turn their nose up at. But maybe for Carlton, if they do beat Stamford, then, of course, you know, then they maybe get another win in the league and keep going on from there. And it's, you don't know with that competition. But who knows? If the team who wins, it's obviously going to be delighted at the end. But what impact will that have had on their league form? That's obviously the thing that comes into it, Ben. And a big tie for Carlton. Sutton Coldfield against Kidsgrove again. That would be a difficult one for Kidsgrove. But with their strike force and their away form, which has been pretty sound all season, actually. I think it was only their second defeat away from home last night of the season. So they're not bad at all away from home. And they'll be looking to certainly get... some points when they, sorry, not points, to get a place in the next round, they go to Sutton Coldfield. Again, it's not too far for them as well, which is
that's
which I
helpful.
Know pleased the manager.
And a week on Monday as well, we've got Ilson against Daventry Town, which to my mind is going to be a very good game of football, I'm going to suggest.
Daventry were in a good bit of form. I know they've dropped off recently, but if they can rediscover that, they took to the division well originally, and if they can rediscover that, then they'll certainly give Ilkeston a good game. I mean, like you said, I'm not certain on Ilkeston's sort of well-being in their league at the moment, but again, it's a chance. It's an extra game, and I'm sure they'll try and grasp it with two hands and get through to the next round.
Well, I can say this because this is the Division 1 show. I wish all three sides all the best of luck going into your respective ties. I can say that because, you know, the Premier Division, they've got their own thing. This is the Division 1 show, so we want our Division 1 sides to do well. See that?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's brilliant.
Robin Gray from the Staffordshire Football Show on Not FM. Thank you for joining us this month on the Division 1 show. Just a quick mention, a quick plug for the show and how people can follow you on Twitter and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm at RobinGray21 on Twitter, and details of the show come out every Thursday. That's the Staffordshire Football Show on Not FM, www.notfm.co.uk. That's K-N-O-T. fm.co.uk, and every Thursday 7 to 8 p.m. from about 7:40 we give non-league a shout, and it will usually be either the Stafford Kids, Grove League or Newcastle managers, or even below that. We go right down the pyramid.
Well, Robin Gray from Not FM, thank you for joining us this month on the Evo Stick Division 1 show. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me.
So, very shortly, we'll be having a look at Division 1 North. But just before we head to Division 1 North, we're going to stick with Division 1 South for a moment or two. And as we just alluded to there, the playoff battle is really shaping up. And one of those teams very much in the playoff battle at the moment is Lincoln United, currently in sixth position. And we're now joined by the manager. It's Dave Frecklington. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm not too bad. What's your take at the moment on this playoff battle and where Lincoln United all fits into it?
Well, at the start of the season, it was one of our aims to try and get in the playoffs. You know, we'll get somewhere near where we wanted to be. You know, we had a little sticky start. I think we lost two out of the first three games, albeit Colville and Stafford. You know, we had a good win at Faithford. So, you know, we lost two out of the first three, and, you know, we thought that it might be another season of, you know, nearly. But to be fair to the squad and the players, we've had a game plan of late, and turn of the year, you know, turn of the reverse fixtures, you know, three or four games ago, we said, can we try and get 2 points a game? And we had great wins at Colville, at Shore Lane, drew at Chase Down, and now we lost to the league leaders on Saturday, Stafford, obviously, who are a very good team. So we're in the mix. Where we wanted to be, and you know, 1st of February, 2nd of February, you know, it's game on.
You're right what you're saying about in the first half of the season, you were a mid-table side, really, but lower mid-table. Now that you're very much in the playoff picture, and you've been dipping your toe in recent weeks, you were fourth for a while, and then fifth, and that kind of thing. What's been the major changes, do you feel, in the squad in this season so far?
We added two or three, you know, players to the current squad, which is, you know, we believe is already good enough. But, you know, we added Rob Norris from Loughborough, we brought in Gary King, we brought Mick Griffiths in from Stolwyn. So, you know, we started to change the way we played a little bit, you know, and we went a little bit more solid than a little bit more below. And to be fair to the players, you know, they've carried out it to perfection of late, and on our day we can be a match for everybody, like the results have proven. Making sure now in February we do well against the mid-table side. So, you know, the turning form has been quite steady in September. So, you know, we're on a good run, and, you know, we feel like, you know, I think we've got 17 games back. So if we can start, you know, getting 2 points a game, I think that'll get that deal through. But obviously, that's very tough. But we'll give our best shot.
And at the start of the season, Dave, where were your expectations? Where did you think you were going to end up, roughly?
Last year, 15th the year before. So, you know, we had a 3-year plan where I took over the football club with the chairman and the board of directors to try and, you know, eventually in year three get somewhere near pushing promotion. You know, it's not as easy as that when you set it out. In terms of the financial side of things, you know, I'm sure most teams will say the same. It's tough to try and get a promotion budget, but we've got quite a lot of local players in the team. A lot of lads are from Lincoln, and you know, when you get that team spirit together and you add a bit of quality from just outside the area into it, you don't always have to have the biggest budget to compete. So it's took us this is our third season now to get where we want to be. And you know, we set out to try and get in the playoffs. Whether we do or not is another matter, but at the moment there's no reason why we can't keep progressing and trying to aim for that top five spot.
Now, there's obviously some very big names around you in the league. Spalding, Leek Town, for example, and Chase Town, and Shawlane Aquaforce, which mustn't forget. How's Lincoln? Is the club, Lincoln United, ready for that next step up as a club?
It's a great question because, you know, are you ever ready to go up? You know, in terms of finances and our sentences, then you'd probably say not really. But in terms of the ambition of the football club, well then, yeah, if we got in there, then we'd give it a real good go. You know, we feel like it's just not in terms of finance, but in terms of the foundation we've put into the football club, you know, 2.5 years ago, that year three would have a real good push. Now, we haven't thrown loads of money at it. We've improved the budget year on year. But, you know, if we were to get promoted, then, you know, we'd have a budget to, you know, to try and compete to stay in the league. And you know, I'd be quite happy to for that to be the target. And then obviously have another plan, of maybe a 3-year plan to try and progress up the next pyramid. But, you know, we're just trying to keep our feet on the ground at the moment. We're in dizzy heights at the moment for our football club. And like you rightly said, you know, there's some big names, you know, Leek Town, Chase Town, Shawlane obviously has come through the leagues with a healthy budget. Base are the same. You know, so you don't forget Kids Grove Athletic, you know, another team with a good squad. So, you know, we feel we're in the shout with a top eight, and if we keep progressing the way we are doing, we're a match for anybody.
And as Micklover and Sutton Coldfield Town have proven, it's more than possible to compete in the league above from Division 1 South. So all the best for the remainder of the season, Dave, and congratulations to the squad and everyone at the club for doing so well this season so far.
Thank you very much.
That's Dave Frecklington there, manager at Lincoln United. Thanks for joining us this month on the Evo Stick Division 1 show. Much appreciated, mate. So, that's Division 1 South done and dusted. It's now time to look at Division 1 North, and basically, there's one team storming the league at the moment, and it's not Warrington, it's Farsley Celtic. And joining me now to discuss Farsley Celtic more widely, it's the manager, no less, it's Neil Parsley. Hello, Neil, how are you?
Hi, Ben, you okay?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, mate. So, I think it was October's show where Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian said, keep an eye on Farsley, I've got a funny feeling about them. And, well, you've been storming the league of late. What's it all down to?
It's a culmination of things, Ben, I think. You know, at the start of the season, our results weren't the best. People were asking, you know, what's the matter and everything like that. And, you know, we were playing okay. But then since, you know, October, I think it was November the 10th where the winning run started. We've had an influx of, you know, 3 or 4 players, which has added quality, if you like, and a winning mentality. And as quick as we were on the losing sequence, it's turned into a winning sequence. So it's a culmination of things, Ben, and we've reaped the rewards from it, to be honest.
And one of the rewards is you get a team of the month trophy as well, which is also very. I don't know whether it's a good thing or whether it's some kind of jinxing thing, but some teams like it anyway. Going back from 7 games in, second from bottom, I think 16 games in, you were third from bottom, and you've just risen up the table all the way through that period. It must be quite a rewarding feeling.
It's a fantastic feeling. And you know, there's you know, I've said to the players in the past, there's better managers than me up and down the country that stand in front of the players and just, you know, mention a little word called confidence. It's certainly within sport a massive thing, and if there's ever an evidence of that, we're witnessing now at Farsley.
And during the last 8 games or so, you've scored 28 goals in those 8 games, and you've not conceded that many as well. So a good forward line at the moment, and a good defence too.
Well, that's a catalyst, and being, you know, an ex-defender and everything, I always preach, you know, clean sheets wins football matches, which I think strikers will appreciate, because they need a platform as well. But they're working hard as a group of players, and even the lads who aren't playing as regulars are frustrated and not getting a chance, but realise what the lads who are starting are actually producing.
And it's who you're beating as well, which is key. I mean, obviously, there's a bit of a landmark result last weekend against Northwich Victoria. To be fair, battering them, I think's the right phrase, by 5-0. Is anyone safe in the league at the moment from Farnsley?
Well, I don't know. You know, they all have the chance. Anybody's got a chance of winning a football match, haven't they? We've just got to make sure that if we're producing anything near our maximum, week in, week out, with individually and as a team, then we feel as if, come the end of the game, we won't be far away. And everything went right for us, as you point out, in Northwich last Saturday. We were dogged in the first half when we were playing against the wind. We were organised. And then in the second half, when we had the wind at our backs, we punished Northwich when we had the opportunity. So, although the scoreline suggests it wasn't a fluid display, it was an efficient display, which the players acquitted themselves fantastically to difficult conditions. But you know, we went to Spennymoor over the Christmas period, and Spennymoor had a good side. They were decent at our place, and that was an accomplished performance. That we were good from start to finish in that, which was pleasing. And then we come away with a 4-0 victory. So we see, we move on to the next one. Another toughie on Saturday against Burscough. I went across on Tuesday to watch them against Kendall, and they're a young side, full of energy. So we'll have to match them, and hopefully then our ability and the way we're set up will cause them more problems than what Kendall did.
Now, at the moment, you're well and truly in this playoff hunt now. And at time of recording, you are 8th, but you're 4 points behind Burscough. And as you say, it's a very big game this weekend, but it's a very big month for Farnsley. You've got Lancaster City, you've got Witton Albion, who are also in a bit of form. And then later in the month, you've got Burscough again at home, and you're hosting Ossett Albion as well. Is playoffs now an aim for Farnsley, getting into the playoffs?
Well, that was the aim in August. That was the aim in August, Ben. And, playoff positions aren't decided in February. We just have to, you know, get as many points on the board, keep on ticking along, let all the results look after themselves. You're right to point out we have got a tough one. But I'd like to think the other clubs are looking at that as well and thinking, well, you know, we've got Farsley in there, you know, they're going well, that'll be a tough game. We've made them tough games. We've made them tough games, and we've made them big games due to the run of form and the way the players have worked. So, double-edged sword. We don't fear anybody, but nonetheless, we'll show the utmost respect to our opponents and prepare in the right manner. Hence, us having, you know, Burscough watch the other night.
Yeah.
We do that in every game, and we'll prepare right.
Just a quick question as well. You mentioned players on the fringes of the first team at the moment. There is a match in the middle of the month, in the third round, against Scarborough Athletic. It's a question which I'm going to ask Simo in a minute for his views, because is the Dudeson up on the list of priorities as well this season for Farnsley?
Yes, it is, because it's another football match that we'll do our utmost to win. However, it will give us a chance to get some much-needed match practice to the lads who find themselves, cornered on the bench, so to speak, because they can't get in because of the form of the players. So we will be using that to get game time to players. Having said that, you know, them players are good enough to play anyway, so there's no reason why we can't have a positive result against Scarborough.
Well, Neil, seriously, a big congratulations on the form in the league over the last few months or so. It's been really impressive, and all credit to the staff and all the players at the club as well.
Nice one. Thanks very much for your coverage, Ben.
No worries, mate. That's Neil Parsley there, manager at Farsley Celtic. Thanks for joining us this month on the Division 1 show. Much appreciated.
So, we've saved the best till last, dear listener at home. This is the Evo Stick Division 1 show, and something's been missing, and it's this person here. It's Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. Hello, Andy, how are you?
I'm all right. I was worried you'd forgotten about me.
No, not. Absolutely not. Obviously, we've just spoken then to Neil Parsley at Farsley Celtic. We'll discuss them a lot in a moment or two, but there's only one place we can start, really, and that's the mind games and the to-in and fro-in and all the drama that's going on between Warrington and Northwich Victoria. It's proper, this, isn't it?
Hey, what a difference a month makes, eh? If you cast your mind back to the Christmas show, the Christmas record we did at the Magnet, and you went round the table, I think it was pretty much unanimous that everybody said Northwich would be champions. Nice effort, Warrington, but you're going to fall short. And thank you very much. It was done, and everyone was happy to kind of put their cards on the table. I didn't, by the way. I said it was too close to call. But everybody else said it was done. And fast forward a month, and Warrington are 12 points clear. It's an extraordinary turnaround. Obviously, within that mix, we had the big meeting between Warrington and Vixen since I was last on, yeah, which Warrington won. 48 hours later, Jim Gannon announced his departure from Norwich to return to Stockport County. And there seems to be this perfect storm of circumstances that have all landed in Warrington's favour. They are carrying on regardless of the kind of this unstoppable force at the moment. 12 wins in the past 13, 7 wins in a row. And I think now, I mean, what a difference a month makes. I think now Warrington have got themselves in a position where I think you can start to say it's theirs to lose. It's definitely advantage Warrington.
At the moment, obviously Warrington are 12 points clear. Northwich do have 5 games in hand, which if they win all them, they're ahead by 3 points. But easier said than done. And we mentioned last month that Sean Reid, obviously, is a very accomplished manager at this level. And we all know Sean Reid in non-league journalist circles. And we did say if they get that win or in the build-up to that match against Northwich, he's going to be something else. And it's proved to be the case, hasn't it, over the last month?
It's proved to be the case. I mean, I said before that game, I felt Warrington had to win it. I did think it was that important for them. And not so much necessarily because of the 3 points. Obviously, that was important on the day. I think before going into that game, Warrington hoped that they could catch Northwich. I think you can see a very clear line since they picked up the 3 points that day, the manner in which they did it, they scored 4 goals, you know, convincing win. Now they very much believe they're going to win the title, and there is a big difference. You can see that in their performances, you can see that in the way their players reacted on the day itself, and certainly you can see that in the way that Sean Reid has conducted himself. And that is not a criticism, by the way.
No,
he's very,
not.
He's got unbelievable faith in this group. And what's great for us as journalists is he's absolutely unafraid, fearless to kind of come out and publicly say how much he backs that group. You know, in the last 7-10 days alone, he's done a couple of interviews, one on the radio in which he basically said that the managerial change at Northwich had kind of made his day, and that he felt that was a massive gift to them, because obviously Vix had appointed Adam Lakeland, who has no managerial experience whatsoever, certainly none at this level. And there was always going to be a period of adjustment for him while he got to grips with life as a manager, never mind life as a manager of a team trying to win the title. And then you'll see online either today or certainly towards the weekend another interview that Sean Reid's done with our sister paper in Warrington, where he said that he spent Sunday with a big grin on his face watching the highlights of Farsley and Celtic hammer Northwich last week. So, I mean, he really, he's trying to pile the pressure on Vix, and I think it's working. And we've got ourselves in a situation now where it's really boring debate in football, don't you, about games in hand versus points, yes, on the board. Now, Sean Reid has been, to be fair to him, really consistent. And he says, look, we've learned from experience last year. Everyone kept saying we had loads of games in hand because of the FA Cup run. And in the end, we couldn't handle it. We couldn't bridge the gap. We saw that in the Premier Division, didn't we, with Blyth Spartans as well last season. Everyone said, don't worry, Blyth will be all right. And they just ran out of gas. Now, Northwich are perhaps not quite as many games behind us as Warrington and Blyth were last year. But the problem they've got now is the defeat last Saturday means that now Northwich have to win 4 of those 5 games in hand just to draw level with Warrington. So every single one of those games in hand now has something significant riding on it, and that has to take its toll eventually, no matter how good a side you are.
No, I'm going to suggest that a lot of people say, oh, a good crowd is worth an extra point and goal difference is worth an extra point. I'm going to suggest Sean Reid's mind games is worth an extra point as well.
It's shaping up that way, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we should say for Warrington, it's very impressive run of form that they're on at the moment. In the last seven games, they've won all seven and scored 25 goals. So
yeah, they're in brilliant form. I think we did mention it on the monthly show, but again, it's probably worth a shout out to Kieran Kilheaney, who went on that remarkable run of scoring in eight successive games. Absolutely fantastic run of form. He's been at the centre of this winning run that you've just mentioned. And yeah, I mean, they go to Harrogate on Saturday. Who's going to bet against it continuing? I mean, you know, you can't see anything other than another Warrington win, can you?
No, and we should say, in all fairness to Northwich Victoria, in the last eight games, they've got the fourth best form at the moment. It's just that this dip's come at the wrong time, essentially. And you mentioned the Farnsley Celtic match. Now, Farnsley Celtic are actually the most informed team in the league at the moment. They beat Northwich Victoria by 5-0. We just spoke to the manager. You've been plugging them now, I think, since the October-November show. It's been a hell of a rise up the table for Farsley.
It's been absolutely incredible. They've had 12 straight wins in all competitions, but 10 in the Northern Premier League. And I knew we'd talk about Farsley this morning. Rightly, they've been awarded Club of the Month, by the way, and well done to that. But I had a look when this winning run started. It started when they beat Scarborough on November the 14th. And after that game, they were still 20th, third from bottom in the table. And they've won the 9 league games since and have climbed all the way up to 8th position. They're currently 4 points behind Burscough, who are 5th. So even though they've got this remarkable run, they've still got a little bit of work to do to break into the top 5. But, I mean, we've seen great runs this season. You know, we've talked in previous months about Ossett Albion, about Burscough, the great runs they were on. Lancashire City have been on a really good run as well recently, as well, by the way. But Farsley to come from that low down and now be in the conversation to reach the playoffs is extraordinary. I mean, to put into context that win on Saturday, I mean, I think that's possibly the result of the season to go. I know we mentioned that Northwich have had the upheaval of January, but to go there and win 5-0, that equals Vic's worst ever defeat at home whenever they've played in the Northern Premier League, which is just an extraordinary result. And Farsley's run, I mean, I don't know what Neil said, I've not heard the interview yet, but it's been built. I mean, they're just scoring goals for fun. If you take Warrington and Vic's out of it, Farsley the top scorers now in the top 10 of the league, but they're marrying that with still staying quite nice and solid. They've only conceded 27 goals, so all the ingredients are there for this to continue. What will be fascinating is they've got another really tough game this weekend. They travel to Burscough, which is arguably the match of the day in Division 1.
Mammoth game, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Burscough have got a really good home record, although they'd lost only once at home before New Year's Day and have lost twice since. So they have wobbled a touch at home, but what a game that's set up to be. If Farsley can win that, obviously, we've just mentioned the gap to Burscough's 4 points. Suddenly they're 1 point behind Burscough and really they're knocking on the door of the top five. I mean, if they do go on to reach the top five, and I've said on the past two monthly records that I think they will, I think that makes them... I'm sorry, Warrington, but that surely would make Farsley the team of the season. Let's worry about that, I suppose, when we get there. But they're on course to do that.
We spoke to Robin earlier about what's going on in Division 1 South. The title is in February. We've nailed our colours to the mast. It's nailed on Stafford Rangers. And the title race is still undecided in Division 1 North. The playoff picture in Division 1 South is pretty clear cut as well. There's like one place remaining for 14 clubs to compete for. In Division 1 North, at the moment, it's a bit more open than that, isn't it? I mean, we mentioned Ossett Albion, and there's obviously Glossop North End in the mix as well, but they're not completely out of the picture, are they? They're not uncatchable.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, I was trying to decide this morning how far down the table I was prepared to say teams can consider themselves still being in the race. I mean, I've done an interview with Rob Hopley at Witten for this week's paper in Northwich. Now, Witten have been on a great run. Yeah. They've only lost one of the past 10 games. Yet you look at the table and they're still only 12. So they've not been able to kind of have the same traction that Farsley have had. But I said to him, you know, this run that you're on, what's the mood in the changing room? I certainly can't get Carl McCauley to come out and say we're challenging for the playoffs. He's a lot more kind of measured than that. But Robert was prepared to admit that conversations, even in the Witten changing room, they're coming in after games now and saying, how has everybody else got on? I mean, they're 7 points behind Burscough. So I think it's a big ask for Witten still. But The point being, they feel they've still got plenty to play for this season. I mean, you're tempted to go down as far as Bamber Bridge because they've only played 22 games. But Bamber Bridge, I mean, they've won three of the past four. They seem to be getting on a little bit of a roll. So if they can do a Farsley-style run, then why not? But I think it's a big ask for them. But I think anybody in the top 10, certainly at the moment, can consider themselves to be in with a chance of making it into the top five. I mean, Ossett and Burska went on those great runs, and they've both had blips in January. They both had three game losing runs. However, they have both since corrected that to maintain their position. With Glossop, they went on a six-game run without winning, but they also now have won three of their past four and seem to have got their act together again. So I think it probably does go down to probably Lancaster in 10th. Sorry, Clitheroe and Witten. I think it might just be too much to ask for that.
At the minute, I know you said that the gap might be too great, but there's 15-odd games to play yet.
True. And Witten are at home to Ossett Town on Saturday, so they will be absolutely looking for 3 points there. They do. They go into 40 points, and then, you know, everybody else can't win on Saturday because some of them are playing each other. So suddenly that gap comes down again. So, yeah, okay, that's fair enough. I think sometimes when you've worked so hard to get in the mix, you then have got to find a second kind of push, haven't you, to then propel yourself into the top five. And I think certainly in Witten's case, and I only mention them because obviously I follow them, their squad's very small, and I think that's a huge ask to do that over such a long period of time. But yeah, okay, I think it's the good thing for the league, the good thing for the division, and I think it's going to be a live, if that's the right word, right up until the end of the season. I'm not sure if the title race will be, but I think certainly the battle to get in the top five will be live right until the last week of the season. And that's brilliant for us following it. It's great for the league as well. And, you know, strap yourself in. I think it's going to be great to observe.
Absolutely. Now then, let's go down the bottom end of the table now. And I don't mean to worry the clubs down the bottom end of the table, but from a Division 1 South perspective, for example, Tividale are currently bottom of Division 1 South, and I think they've got roughly near enough the same points as Harrogate Railway have, who is second from bottom in Division 1 North. I'm only saying that because of AGM Cup technicalities and that kind of thing. It is pretty much a two-horse race now for that final relegation spot, isn't it? Unless... Well, actually, I know what your views are from last week's show on New Mills.
We showed New Mills some love last week, you know, and let's see. It would be great to see them pick up some more points, but they aren't gonna get out of that situation. I think it's between four teams. I think it's Scarborough, Radcliffe, Ossett, and Harrogate. I think the reason I include Scarborough in that is, yeah, they had the change of manager and they definitely have improved. They've been much harder to beat in the past few weeks since Steve Kittrick went in, but they still haven't won a league game since November the 7th. So they are in this rut that they're really struggling to get out of. They're away to Mosley on Saturday, and Mosley have shown signs of life in the past few weeks. So I think that's another really difficult game for them. So obviously the benefit they've got is they have 23 points, and Harrogate have got a 9-point gap to make up on them. So they've still got a little bit of a cushion, but they're in this rut where they just cannot pick up a win. And then we've mentioned in previous shows that Radcliffe, Ossett and Harrogate, they're all between them really struggling to pick up points. Ossett on a 7-game losing run going to Witten this weekend. Harrogate have lost 6 of the past 7. They play Warrington this weekend. So you start kind of think it's not going to get any better anytime soon. If pushed, I would still say maybe Ossett and Harrogate are more vulnerable. I think Radcliffe will probably pick up enough points at home to be okay. They've got a winnable game at home to Trafford this weekend, so it might even be as soon as Saturday that they do that. So I think New Mills are down, and I think, any of the four above. I know I mentioned Droylsden at Christmas, but they've had a couple of good results in January, so I think now on 26 points, it would take quite a big collapse for them to get dragged into it. And it's those four to battle it out to avoid being relegated along with New Mills.
And just a quick mention for the Integro Dudeson League Cup third round. Remarkable, the number of Division 1 North sides still left in the competition is very good at the moment. Colwyn Bay, they're hosting Trafford. Now, Trafford going to Colwyn Bay. I've still got Trafford circa 2 years ago in my mind, under Gary Vaughan kind of thing. That's quite winnable, isn't it, for Trafford?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Trafford are having a rebuild. Obviously, Tom Baker's gone in there as manager this season. He's made some really good signings, actually. As with any team that's kind of rebuilding, they're having an inconsistent time, but they have some great results. That's a good result. They beat Norwich in the Deuce Cup in an earlier round. So, you know, why not? I mean, they're 13th in Division 1 North. Like I said, they might just, by their fingernails, still be in with a shout of of pushing in towards the top five. But they've got this far in the League Cup. Colwyn Bay, I mean, you should be queuing up to play them at the moment. So why not? Why not look to get a little bit further?
There's a big match for Rossett Town. They're hosting Darlington, and imagine they're expecting quite a decent crowd for that one on Tuesday the 16th, aren't they? I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I mean, Darlington have, obviously, their priority is to get promoted again up into the Conference North, and they'll probably want to protect that. Also, they'll be looking at it, you know, just a break from the problems in the league. Can they find something to kickstart their season in a competition where there's less pressure on them? Sometimes you can see these funny results crop up when, you know, they can relax and not have to worry too much. No one will give them a cat in hell's chance of beating Darlington. Can they use that as a catalyst to give themselves a little bit of hope in that relegation battle that they're in?
And this next one all depends really on how Nantwich Town are doing in the league and in the FA Trophy, I'm going to suggest. They're hosting Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge, high hopes at the start of the season. They might as well throw themselves at this one, mightn't they?
Definitely. Bamber Bridge is, and that's, it's just a weird season. We keep saying that they'll put a run together, They've still only lost six games, but they've just drawn too many. That's been the problem. They've drawn too many. They still have a load of games in hand, and if they can get on a roll, why not? Yeah, Nantwich is going to be interesting to see how they juggle things. Mostly they've got a massive game in the Trophy this weekend against Stourbridge, and obviously if they get through, then that might influence how they approach the League Cup. But that might give Bamber Bridge the sniff to get onto the next stage.
And this next one, it all depends on... I'm going to suggest it all depends on how they're getting on in the league. It's an all Division 1 North affair. It's Farnsley Celtic against Scarborough Athletic. And you've got to go for league form in this, haven't you? Unless, of course, Farnsley are starting to knock on that playoff door, good and proper.
Yeah, and then for the first time, perhaps, I mean, this will be the challenge for Farnsley now, but for the first time, there'll be more riding on their games in the league. And the closer they get, you know, they've been on this kind of incredible run at the moment. They've been out of most conversations about getting into the top five. Suddenly, their games, they'll start to be pressured to win them. And does that then affect how Neil looks at the League Cup? Scarborough, I suppose, a very similar approach to Ossett Town. They'll be looking to try and get any sort of result to then transfer that back into the league. But when you're on a run like Farsley, I don't think, as a player, you really care what competition you're playing. You're just kind of be in a frame of mind where, well, we're going to win because that's what we're doing at the moment. So I guess you kind of come to feel that way. So they're definitely favourites, but I think you're right. I think it depends on where they find themselves in the league and which league games they have either side of the League Cup game.
And all their matches will be kicking off on Tuesday the 16th of February in the third round of the Integral Dudeson League Cup, unless, of course, you're notified that the match is off or for whatever reason on Twitter and that kind of thing closer to the time. Disclaimer, good. Now, Andrew Simpson, how can people keep abreast of everything that's going on in the Cheshire, mid-Cheshire non-league world and wider sport in general?
Yeah, on Twitter at @Simo_on_sport. This weekend, I will be at Wincham Park to see if Witten can close the gap to fifth place, and they're at home to Ossett Town, so I will be doing updates from that game on Saturday.
Well, Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian, thank you for joining us this week and this month on the Evo Stick Division 1 show. Much appreciated.
Pleasure, mate. Thank you.
And that, dear listener, is this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. My thanks to this month's guests for joining me. And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in as well. Remember, you can follow the NPL show on Twitter. That's @NPLshow. Good luck to all our sides in the Dudeson in the coming month. And don't forget, you can also download Evo Stick Extra this week as well on Audio Boom, iTunes, and from the league website, of course. But that's it for this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. We'll be back next month with a brand new edition. But from everyone here at the show, wherever you're going this month to cheer on your Division 1 side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.